Hi, this is Scott Hanselman. I'm going to create a SQL database in Microsoft Azure. Now, this is a relational database as a service. It's a completely managed SQL server. Predictable performance, predictable availability, totally handled for you. So if I say new, data and storage, and I can pick SQL database. I can put in my name, like MyFastSQL, and I can decide what kind of server I need, or I can use an existing one. And I can pick a pricing tier. Now, SQL databases in Microsoft Azure use a thing called a DTU to measure performance. This is a database throughput unit. And what you need to know about this is that 10 DTUs is twice the performance of 5. So then 100 is 10 times the performance of 10 and 20 times that of basic. And there are lots of choices all the way up to 800 DTUs. Basic, standard, and premium offer different features, like premium has active geo-replication. Premium and standard have point-in-time restoration, either going back over a month or 2 weeks. So you can pick the size that you want. For my test, I'll pick a large database. Here's my already created SQL database. And I can connect to this like any SQL database. I can pick my connection strings, and I'll talk to them from the query analyzer. Now I'll go into SQL Server Management Studio. This is the same Management Studio that you use to manage your SQL servers today. We'll connect, I'll put in my login and my password. Now right now I have no tables, so we'll make one. We're going to do a performance test. Now this is all managed in Azure, as I said. And this is a crazy cross-join. This is not a very efficient query. But you'll notice that I'm hitting execute, I'm getting very predictable numbers. 152, 145. I'm taking back 8,000 rows with this kind of ridiculous query, but I'm getting predictable and reliable performance because I selected the right number of DTUs for my workload. Now remember, the nice thing about this is that I can scale this up as I like. I can switch pricing tiers and get different performance at different points when I'm using my SQL database. So if I need a quick burst of performance for some batch job that happens rarely, I can upgrade to premium, do that work, and then go back down to standard. Azure SQL databases are available to you right now within the portal. You can create them during your free trial and get the predictable performance and reliability that you need for your workloads. I hope you have a lot of fun.